Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Obviously, one of the big games we care about, the Saints hosting the Cleveland Browns. To help us break it down, Mary Kay Cabot, the Browns beat writer for Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer, also an analyst for WKYC-TV in Cleveland. Mary, how you been? Thanks for the time.
Oh, I've been great. How about you guys?
We're doing awesome. I'm finally happy to get back in the win column over here, and looking forward to the dome coming of Jameis Winston. What's been his attitude and feeling talking about facing his old team, the Saints, again on Sunday?
Oh, he's been great talking about the Saints and the memories that he has from there. I wrote a whole story about it just today, actually. And one of his biggest takeaways is he just talks about how he became a better quarterback in the 1 year that he spent with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. He just learned so much from Drew about how to prepare, how to watch film, how not to make the bad play. And he really just counts that as one of his most formative years in the NFL.
Mary Kay, I got to tell you something before asking a question. I look at two or three beat writers every week because I learn something from them, and you one of them. You do a fantastic job covering the Browns in the NFL. So I just wanted to tell you that before I asked the question. The thought with Nick Chubb here, man, all of us watched him, and he was an elite running back in this league. He made a remarkable comeback from that knee injury. But how close is he to being the same guy? And I know it's early with him, and he probably never will be the same type runner. But he was really good, really at the top level of running backs in the NFL before the injury.
Well, first let me say thank you for the compliment. That was really nice of you, and I greatly appreciate it. And second of all, as far as Nick Chubb is concerned, it's remarkable that he is even out there in the first place. To know what he has gone through, two major reconstructions of this very same knee. When I saw him go down with that last year, I really questioned whether or not he would play football again. But lo and behold, it's Nick Chubb. He's a superhero. He's sort of a freak of nature. And here he is back on the field. And you're right. He is not the Nick Chubb that left the field before the injury. But here he is only three games in, out there plugging away at it. And that is just almost hard to believe. So we'll see. Usually guys that have major reconstructions like that aren't their total selves until another year after that, and maybe even another year after that. So I think there's more to come from Nick Chubb. And, of course, anybody who knows him is pulling for him to get back to that elite level.
It was unbelievable, too, at Georgia. I got to cover him there and scout him when he was there. And him and Sony Michel in the same backfield was like, whoa, how could you lose any games? But they lost a few when he was there. David Njoku, I look at that matchup. The Saints have had a lot of difficulties, Mary Kay, matching up against athletic big tight ends. And now David's here. They facing, I would think, for Jameis Winston, he sort of knows that they've had trouble the last 2 years matching up, and that may be his go-to guy this coming Sunday.
Well, it could be. They have a nice connection, and David is quite a threat. He's big, he's tough, he's physical, he's tall. And so Jameis can throw it up to him, and he will. They'll take some explosive shots, especially against the 29th-ranked pass defense in the NFL. So I would look for Jameis to try to get it to David as much as possible.
One of the things, too, the matchups, we were talking about it early in the show, that Trevor Penning, the Saints' right tackle, he looked to be almost a complete bust last year. And then, you know, he's had injuries, everything else. And he's played better this year, and so I'll give him credit. But look who he goes up against this week. And sort of tell us about the 2024 version of Myles Garrett, who I think he's one of the elite defensive players in pro football.
Well, you know, you just can't put one guy on him. The Chargers tried to do that, and Myles got 3 sacks in 4 plays. 3 sacks in 4 plays. And that was remarkable. And then they realized, oh, geez, we've got to do something about this. We have to double him or triple him or chip him or whatever we have to do, like all other teams do. I don't know why they thought they could get away with not doing that, but they found out the hard way that that's the danger zone. So he's been tremendous. And once again, he's coming off of a 3-sack game. And Derek Carr is going to have to get rid of the ball very, very quickly. That is the name of the game when you play against Myles Garrett.
Has their secondary, because, you know, we know a couple of them here because they were at LSU, Grant Delpit in particular. Is that really the strength of their defense in the secondary, you know, other than Myles being able to come off the edge?
Well, yeah, they have a very strong secondary. But one thing that's happening in their secondary right now is that they have not gotten an interception all season. Now, while the Saints are 4th in the NFL, with 12 interceptions, the Browns' defensive backs have none, not even one. They're tied for last in the NFL with only 1 interception this season, and that's from a linebacker, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa. So even though they have made some good plays, they've gotten some breakups. Denzel Ward leads the NFL with 14 pass breakups. They just haven't been able to grab those interceptions, and I know they will be trying to do that in this game.
Does it look to you like what we see from afar? In my 30-something years covering this league, I can't remember a guy that has took that hard of a tumble. And it's not – I don't think totally, certainly injury-related in what's happened to Deshaun Watson.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, a lot of it is injury-related because you look back to last season and he may have suffered a more serious shoulder injury in week 3 than they thought at the time. So he had a strained rotator cuff in week 3, and then he was never the same after that, and then he ends up being lost for the season with a fractured shoulder. So last year was a complete wash. Then he comes back this year, and the offense was just off to an absolutely horrible start for a lot of different reasons. It wasn't just Deshaun. It was so many different things. offensive line injuries, Amari Cooper not playing like himself before he was traded, David Njoku being out 3 weeks and most of a fourth week with a high ankle sprain. And it just was a bad situation for anybody to be in. And Deshaun, he was starting to play better, and then he ruptured the Achilles. So who knows what the future holds, but, I mean, that could have been the end of him in Cleveland.
Mary Kay, curious to your opinion. What's going on with the dog pound over there? I know that fans have been suffering for a long time, but, you know, the latest now with Deshaun Watson and that contract, how are they feeling?
Well, it's been a very, very stressful year for Browns fans. This was supposed to be a season in which this football team not only made the playoffs, but went deep into the playoffs this year. They've got all these Pro Bowl players. Deshaun was going to be coming back from his injury, and hopes were very high. So it really has been a very, very disappointing season for Browns fans. But I will tell you what, I'm sure I'm going to see plenty of them wandering around on Bourbon Street on Saturday night.
On that too, how safe is Kevin Stefanski there in Cleveland, you know, with Jimmy Haslam as the owner there? I know I've heard a couple people say I would keep an eye out on what happens in Cleveland depending on how the season kind of goes by. Do you look at it that he's in any danger possibly of losing his job after last year getting him into the playoffs with Joe Flacco?
You know, I don't really know, to be honest with you. We asked Andrew Berry about that last week when we had a press conference here with the GM during the bye week, and he raved about Kevin Stefanski and basically said that he is definitely going to be part of the solution to this whole thing going forward. So at this point, I would say that he is safe, but then again, you never really know. So we don't know what the owner is thinking. I was standing not too far away from him at practice today. He obviously doesn't look very happy right now, but I don't know what that means in terms of his plans or his thinking.
The new stadium that is going to be built, kind of give everybody a little update on that, because certainly some controversy involved.
Yeah, we don't know exactly where that's going yet. The Haslams have the option to purchase land out here by the airport in a suburb called Brook Park, and that would obviously take the Browns out of downtown Cleveland. So that's the part that makes it controversial. Obviously, they've been an institution down there for all of these years. So there's a little bit of pushback on that part of it. The city is not making it easy on them. The city would like them to consider some land near an airport downtown. So it's still a little bit up in the air where this is going, but I think the Haslams at this point are still pretty committed to that plot of land in Brook Park.
When you look at this matchup Sunday against the Saints, Mary Kay, who's maybe a player or two that we haven't talked about, some of the bigger names that could be making an impact that we're not talking about that could be game wreckers against the Saints?
Well, I would say that Jerry Jeudy is somebody that could come up big in this game. Maybe even Cedric Tillman from a receiver standpoint. We've already talked about David Njoku. And another player I think to watch a little bit here would be Jerome Ford. I think they will probably do a little bit more of a 1-2 punch at running back, take a little heat off of Nick's legs a little bit and give him a chance to stay fresh for the fourth quarter. So Jerome Ford is coming off of a hamstring injury, but I think he'll get some more carries in this game.
Jedrick Willis, scouting him when he came out of University of Alabama. I wondered how well he could pass block. He was a really good run blocker for the Crimson Tide. He was awkward as a pass protector there. Now, he got away with it because he was bigger and stronger than most guys. His development there, it doesn't seem to be that he's one of these guys trending up.
Well, you know, he was demoted at his left tackle spot, so he is no longer playing left tackle. DeJuan Jones, the fourth-round pick last year out of Ohio State, has replaced him at left tackle for now. So he probably won't even get in the game on Sunday, and, you know, this might mean that he could be done as a Cleveland Brown.
Looking at that offensive line, too, I know back-to-back days of limited practice for guard Joel Bitonio with a pectoral issue. How is he, you feel, shaping up for Sunday, his status?
Well, Joel is one of those guys that plays hurt. He's a warrior. He doesn't come out of games, and he plays even when he probably shouldn't sometimes. So I'm guessing that he will play. He'll be Joel, and he'll fight through the pain, and he'll be out there doing the best he can.
Always appreciate the time, Mary Kay. Thank you so much, and hope to be seeing you in the Superdome on Sunday.
I'll be there.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
That was Mary Kay Cabot, who covers the Cleveland Browns for the Cleveland.com and also does some TV work down there in Cleveland. Man, Mike, I was out there in that freezing game. That was my final year on the sideline. And I got to thank the Saints training staff, the equipment staff, I should say. I was covered head to toe. There was no skin. Obviously, I hadn't even had a mask on with that freezing temperatures out there. And the worst part was actually my toes, even though I had those warmers in my shoes. But that, other than that, my body was all right. Just my feet were freezing.
Saints looked like they were the cold weather team, and the Browns didn't.
For sure, it made no sense that game why they got away from the run.
I didn't quite understand that because, man, you were gashing them for a while.
What's an interesting connection, too, who was the defensive coordinator for the Browns then?
Joe Woods.
Right. So a lot of crosses, you know, interesting ties here with this game from Jameis Winston. You even mentioned Grant Delp, but there's a few other LSU players on there as well. So it's going to be a fun one, I think, Sunday, even though these teams have not had success in the win column.
One of the things, if you go to an LSU game and you're in the press box, there's a Cleveland Browns scout there every time.
Wow, okay.
Every time. He's there.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.